there and taking good shots, but there's really value in the possession they have on offense.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. As there's a turnover on Ubley, going to keep a handle on it, one to the hands of Brandon Tucker for Sandusky. On the left wing, number 44, Jared Wagster, over to the right wing to Tucker, back up to number 24, Grasso. Left corner now, number 10, Mills drives in the baseline, gets blocked harshly by Brian White. Here comes Ubley's life friend, cross midcourt. 7 minutes to go in the second, no score yet in the second. 16-10, Ubley leads by six. Brian White in the right corner, feeds it into Josh White in the right post. Out to Mitchell Guza for the two in the paint, no good. Rebound, Sandusky's Matt Grasso almost slipped right out of bounds, saved it the last second. Out to Mills, cross midcourt, left wing, slows things down, wants to set an offense. Number 10, over to number 44, Jared Wagster into the corner to Shipley, back out to Grasso, back to Shipley, right corner. He drives into the right elbow, kicks it back out to Mills, who resets the offense once again, or to Grasso, left wing. 6.5 to go, still no score in the second. Wagster, dribbling against Josh White, gets a hand on it, but over to Tucker instead. Shipley in the middle of the paint, puts the runner up, and it's good. Shipley now with 4 points. Bring Sandusky within four to Ubley, 16-12 with six to go in the second. Brett Cleary walks it up for Ubley on the right side. Into Lifebrand right wing. Feeds it into Brian White, can't keep a handle on it. Right into the hands of number 10, Mills, who then bounces off his knee, goes out of bounds. Ubley ball right in midcourt, and here comes Austin Drake and Nick Sweeney in for Ubley.
I think Ubley's looking for a little more outside help right now. Hit a few trays. Go ahead and shake this game up a little bit. Because right now, Redskins are being pesky and they're a little too close.
And Brett Cleary and Mitchell Guza sit down, as well as number 20, Brian White. For Ubley, Drake, Sweeney, and Messing are all back in. And then add up Leifrant and Josh White. So we have our starting five for Ubley on the court right now. Number 20, Gage Frank, replaces Grasso for Sandusky. On the court right now for Sandusky, we have Mills, Frank, Shifley, Tucker, and number 32, Hollis, and there's a steal by Sandusky. And Austin Drake got in the middle of that one as he tried to go up, but the foul is on the floor, so it's Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop. Fouls at number 14, Austin Drake, his first, Ubley's third of the half. 16-12, 4-point lead for the Bearcats. And we have a timeout called by Ubley, 30-second timeout. John, what needs to happen here for Ubley to take a real big lead against Sandusky?
Well, you know, they have their shooters in right now. I thought they were just playing around a little bit too much. What was really working for them was Josh White in the middle. You can't stop him. There's nobody that can match up with him for the Sandusky Redskins. And, of course, we haven't really seen Lifebrand take off yet either.
He only has 4 points.
So, you know, watch for that. As far as Sandusky is concerned, you know, how they're attacking Ubley has been kind of interesting now. They've learned that they have to go ahead and drive them and then kick it back out if there's not the layup that's available to them. So they're being a little more patient with them, and that's causing problems for Ubley.
And Ryan Brown listening to the Redskin huddle. Ryan, what's Sandusky's strategy?
Sandusky's going to really concentrate on their defense coming out for the rest of the quarter because they like where they're at right now, so they don't want Ubley to start pounding it down low with White and Lifebrand. So they're just going to focus on dropping down, get guys in the paint, and really cause an Ubley to struggle on offense.
So your Ryan Bolas gets it in the middle of the paint for the jump shot, and it's good. Just like that, Bolas, like Ryan said, feeds it inside, and Bolas now has two. Only 2 points separate Ubley, leading Sandusky 16-14. Messing in the right wing, drives in, takes a jump stop on the baseline, kicks out to Nick Sweeney, top of the key, over to Austin Drake, left wing, back at Sweeney for three, top of the key, and no good, rebound, Austin Drake. Sweeney drives in, kicks it over to Lifebrand just inside the arc in the right corner, and it's good. Mr. Consistent.
He's money in the bank. He really is.
Marshall Lifebrand now with six. And the first points probably in the second quarter. 18-14. 4-point lead for the Bearcats. We played 3 minutes in the second. Bowles gets into the free throw line, and yet again, another jump shot, and it's good. Chase Bowles starting to heat up. He has four straight for Sandusky. 18-16. Probably by two. Gabe Messing in the corner. It's deflected out of bounds by Sandusky's number 11, Shifley. Ubley ball right at half court. Messing passes this one into Sweeney. 4:52 left in the second quarter. 18-16. Orange and black over the black and red. Messing for three from the left wing. Goes no good. Rebound Bolas. And it's 2-on-2. And Gabe Messing steals it right back for Ubley. and into the hands of Leifert. Back out to Messing, cross midcourt, 4.5 to go in the second. Probably hanging on to that 2-point lead. Austin Drake in the right corner, back to Sweeney right wing. Back to Austin Drake in the corner, feeds into Leifert right post. He turns and puts up the power layup. That one's no good, gets his own rebound. That one's no good. Rebound Sweeney, he takes the jump shot from the left corner just inside the arc. No good. Rebound Chase Bullets for Sandusky. Here comes Gage Frank, cross midcourt. With 4:10 to go in the second. 18-16, Chase Bowles for three. This one hasn't hit anything. Nick Sweeney flies it up the court. It's Sweeney against four Redskins. He loses it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by a white jersey, so it's Sandusky ball on the left side of your radio. 4:02 left in the second.
Mark, it amazes me when you find something that works and then you do your best to go away from it. It just amazes me. And I'm describing the Redskins right now. Ubley was very fortunate that Sandusky went for the first option quick-hitting offense.
Crossover replaces Shifley. And Frank picks up a dribble right in the right corner off the timeline. Mills now slowing things down. Nearest the defender is 12 feet from him. Starts the dribble. Now Tucker has it at the right elbow. Back out to Mills. Drives in at the left post. Goes up against Leifert. He stands straight up. And it's good. Brandon Tucker now with 8 points. Ties it at 18. 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Just like John said, Gabe Messing, right wing, trying to feed in the Josh White. Nothing there. Austin Drake wide open for three in the left wing. This one goes nothing. Rebound Josh White. Picks back up Austin Drake, the runner inside the paint. That one goes in. Austin Drake regains the lead for the Bearcats. They now has four. It's 20-18, Hubley over Sandusky with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key, Mills gets stolen by Josh White. Brings it down the court, 2 cents, and he goes up from the right hand on the left side. And it's good. That's a big body moving pretty fast down the court. And Nick Sweeney steals it for Sandusky, but he rolled with it. And that's a travel. So Sandusky gets the ball back after nearly a steal from Ubley.
You got to love Josh White. He thought he was a guard out there. And by golly, he brought it all the way down. I thought he might have dunked it.
Mitchell Guza replaces Gabe Messing. So we have Guza, Drake, White, Leifert, and Sweeney on the court for Ubley. Feeds it into Shifley, number 11 in the backcourt. Cross midcourt, 2:50 to go. Sandusky trails by 4, 22-18 to Ubley. Shifley drives into the right elbow, kicks it out to Tucker into the left corner to number 24. Grosso for three. Yeah, it's a one-point game once again. Grosso, with his first 3 points of the night, makes the count. Sweeney drives into the paint. Kicks it over to Josh White, and we have a whistle off the ball. Looks like it's going to go against Ubley. Almost looks like it's against Marshall Leifert. That's his second. Looks like a push-off, where the call was. Fourth team foul for Ubley. So Leifert sits down. Brian White replaces him.
Ubley's bringing the pressure a little bit in Sandusky's face right now. He's trying to get them to force themselves into an error or so. But Sandusky has weathered that storm, and they're starting to get into their offense again.
And the pass to Shifley goes Aaron. Here comes Josh White, the guard, plows over a man, no call. Starts the turnaround jump shot from the right post. That goes no good. Loose ball. We have a jump ball on the floor. Possession arrow shows Ubley. Josh White suddenly showing happy feet in the hands of a guard out there.
Is he a senior or what?
You can tell it's district, folks. Tournament of play, win or go home. Austin Drake's going to be on the left side of your radio, passes in for Ubley underneath the right hoop. He's in Josh White, left corner. He kicks it over to number 14, Austin Drake on the right wing, back up to Mitchell Guza, top key over to Drake. Back up to Mitchell Guza for three, top of the key, this one's up, and it's good. Yes, for number 22, Mitchell Guza, his first 3 points of the night. Now a 4-point lead. And we have a...
It's like a foul on Nick Sweeney.
He was guarding the ball on the backcourt. He got called for the body check, basically.
I like what Ubley's doing. I like what Coach Pickla, you know, dialed up and everything. He wants to go ahead and pressure Sandusky because Sandusky is even having unforced errors.
That's Ubley's 15th foul. Sweeney's first. Another substitution for Ubley. Austin Drake sits down now. And Shipley top of the gate, kicks it over to Grasso. Same spot for the three. This one's no good. Rebound Tucker to Gage.